We're always looking for new and different musical ideas to present on Aircheck, and Jake and Vicky and myself were talking recently about some of the choices we have at hand. Vicky mentioned that she had a mason jar filled with concert ticket stubs, and I have this mason jar now in my hand. I have to hold it with two hands. How many concert stubs would you say are in here, Vicky?
Well, I was never really good at that.
I would guess
jelly bean thing.
300-400.
Yeah.
So when did you start collecting your concert stubs?
Well, I think probably mostly that represents from the mid or late 80s up through, you know, last month or something.
All right. We're going to have Vicky pull a few of these concert ticket stubs out and reminisce. We're going to access the Wayback Machine now. I'm going to pull the top off.
All right.
Digging into the jar, pulling out a
All
ticket.
Right. I might have
no
to go
looking,
deep. I'm
no
going
looking.
Deep. All right. What's this one? My daughter's first dance recital. That is very
okay,
important.
Okay, so you collect every kind
of
ticket.
Okay.
I thought these were musical.
Oh no, well, they're mostly that, okay. But you know, that All was right. important. That was her first
sure.
dance recital.
And there was music involved.
Yeah.
Probably.
It was cool.
All right.
Here we go. Oh, Elephant Revival, Chadwick Stokes, and that was out at La Ferre.
All
that
right.
was Meadowgrass. Music festival.
By the moonlight, we rise with the waking, knees not shaking, sharp been shaping dark. And the dawn's raising, the dim breaking, the truth ablazing, perfect phasing. Oh, taking it for
you. Want to know what I remembered about it? You know, Meadowgrass Music Festival, KRCC had a big hand in the planning and, you know, execution of that festival. Becoming and growing. And Elephant Revival, what was cool about this one is this was their second time through. We had already had them, and now they were moved up to headliner. And they were wonderful. You know, Elephant Revival from Netherland?
Yeah, you know. Up north, Boulder. Boulder
and
Netherland.
So for them to kind of be the headliners a couple of years after they were a supporting band was pretty cool. And it rained like heck.
Oh, I remember that one.
And lights still be shining above the tree line. No defeat when we join each other here.
All right, Vicky Gregor, digging into the Ball Brand Mason jar. This is an oversized.
Now, this is a recent one. KRCC had a little hand in helping promote this, Tears for Fears, at the Pikes Peak Center, and that happened just last October, 2016. And Tears for Fears, I was very excited about this because that was one of the big 80s bands for me.
Yeah.
And then, you know, those guys made records, they continued to make records, and then I think they had a falling out, so to come back together, and it was an amazing show. Come on, Tears for Fears. Everybody wants to rule the world. You'd be singing. You'd light your lighter. You'd be doing that.
Jake? I gotta ask, you know, I'm a little bit younger than you guys are.
Yes.
It's true.
And so I haven't really gotten to the point where I can see bands that I saw way back when, you know, on their victory
on the
lap.
401k tours.
Yeah. Can you, like, explain the appeal of that to me? Is it a throwback thing? Is it fun to see them, how they've changed? Do you hope that it sounds the same as it did 30 years prior?
Right. Those are really good questions because I'm not in the practice of, like, following everyone.
Uh-huh.
But Tears for Fears, you know, three blocks from where I work, that was too tempting to miss. And what I liked about it is it conjures up a lot of memories. And there's a something about it that's a little bit corny and beautiful because you're in a crowd of people who are going to know every word to every song, and you can see that look in their eye, and you can see where some of them have not changed one bit from 1986, and there's something about that that's really lovely and funny and everything, and there is something nice about it. It's comforting. It's you know, it's kind of like the concert version of Chicken Soup for Your Soul.
Let me pull one out. Can I pull one out? All right, here's an interesting one.
Oh my gosh, Sarah McLachlan and the Chieftains at Red Rocks. I've done a lot of Red Rocks shows. I think a lot of people have. 1995.
Listen as the wind blows from across the great divide.
Goes back a ways.
Yeah, so I was really loving Sarah McLachlan. I've seen her a few times. But I was really curious about the Chieftains because, you know, it's the Chieftains. And the Chieftains were great. You know, those guys, you know, they're seasoned. In 1995, they were older, seasoned
right.
people. I mean, think about who they've worked with. This was them themselves.
Any bagpipes?
Oh, everything. And the Ulian pipes, whatever those are called. And, you know, that drum, the Bludrach or whatever that thing is. And you know, some the squeeze box thing. So it was very incredible Celtic rock music. And then Sarah joined them. They had a big finale at the end, which was really fun.
All right, here's a yellowed ticket stub. It's a Teletix ticket stub.
Oh, this was great. This is The Cure, and I've seen them several times, and this would have been, oh, wow, it's 1987. Okay, it's a miracle this one made it home. So it's The Cure at Red Rocks.
Kiss me, kiss me, kiss me. Your tongues are poison, so slow.
The Cure at Red Rocks was the Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me.
I was there.
I didn't even know you then.
We didn't bump into each other.
That show was amazing. It really was. It started with Robert Smith's lips. They had like this big screen, and as they're kind of flashing his lips, there's a little bit of blood that starts coming out. It was just an amazing show that... it's amazing I remember as much as I do. Somebody else drove home that night,
all right.
As I recall, and I almost got into a fight in the parking lot.
Wow, Vicky, your friend and neighbor.
My fault, though.
Man.
Not my fault.
Blame
but
it on
but
the
some
other guys,
comments
huh?
were being made, and I took exception to them about myself and others, and I turned around, and the friend who was with me saw it in my eyes and grabbed me by the shirt collar and put me in the
wow.
other direction.
This is an impressive jar of ticket stubs, Vicky. I'm putting them back in right now, and this jar is the size of a coffee can, and it's packed.
Yeah.
Well, there's more tickets. I mean, we could do this forever, because there's so many tickets in here. We could relive your life forever.
No,
vicariously.
Next time, you're going to bring in your sock drawer.
Ooh.
Harry Truman was our president. A Coke and burger cost you 30 cents. I was still in love with Mavis Brown. On the night Hank Williams came to town.
That's it for this edition of Aircheck from 91.5 KRCC. You can find more about any of the songs or artists you heard on this episode at krcc.org. You can also subscribe to the Aircheck podcast by searching Aircheck, two words, in the iTunes store. Special thanks this week to Joel Bielik, who engineered the David Bromberg interview that you heard earlier in this show.
For KRCC, I'm Jeff Beery.
I'm Jake Brownell.
I'm Vicky Gregher.